Maintaining a disaster kit. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. We don't think about it often, but having a disaster kit for each member of the family is important. But how should you store and maintain those kits? USDA's Rod Bain reports.
Having a disaster kit for each member of a family is important in times of natural disaster. A kit that includes basic staples for a three-day period, such as food, water, a change of clothing, flashlight, batteries, and first aid items, as well as specific things based on age and medical conditions. As Oklahoma State University Extension's Gina Peek notes,
a lot of reasons why people won't be prepared, regardless of the demographics of their families, that they think that it might not happen to them. So, for example, we know in Oklahoma that we have tornadoes and people expect tornadoes. That doesn't mean that they are prepared for tornadoes. The idea that families are already burdened with so many activities and getting ready for disaster is just one more thing that people have to do. It's the end of the day or the end of the week and, oh yeah, I really should get together my emergency kit, but I'm tired and I'll just put it off. It's that whole time barrier. And then the last barrier is basically finances and money. Spending money on extra supplies for an emergency preparedness kit isn't really a priority for people. The idea that taking money away from your budget that you could be using on other things and spending it towards this kit that goes in the closet someplace or down in the emergency shelter is just really not on people's radar.
And as Peek adds, not only is putting a disaster kit together important, but just as important, properly storing and maintaining such kits. Also, replenish the food and water supplies in a disaster kit on a regular basis. So what is a good rule of thumb for this?
When you change the batteries in your smoke alarm and your carbon monoxide alarm, bring forward, fall back, change the food and water out in your disaster kit at that time as well.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.